Their home is one you're excited to enter but can't wait to leave. Fear has such a chokehold on one person living there that everyone feels edgy. It's a shame. The Newberrys are such nice people. The Evans, world-class overachievers. We'll drop in one more home on Hurried Street, the residence of Alan and Minya Evans. An all-American family, they fail to enjoy rest because they are overachievers. They're the byproducts of a competitive society that seems to whistle and applaud only for winners. Alan's love affair with winning started as a child. His father didn't have much time for him. He even hinted that Alan lacked the raw talent needed to be successful. Alan countered by excelling in school, Little League, and student government. He was pleased to see his father's unabashed approval. Once he realized what it took to be accepted, he honed his talents and skills. He quickly became a textbook overachiever. National Honor Society, Division I school, Fortune 500 company, and vaulting up the ladder of success three rungs at a time became his mark. Alan is still proving to his father that he not only has the raw talent to be successful, but that he is successful. Not that his father cares about it either way. The elder Mr. Evans died when Alan was still in high school. But not a day in Alan's life goes by without him sensing his father's ghost frowning over his shoulder. His wife, Minya, is the daughter of immigrants. She was born after her parents had already established themselves in America. They were blessed by the land of opportunity, but never forgot what it was like to live where there was little hope. They pushed their daughter to be the best. They thought their motives were pure. They meant it for good, but they inadvertently robbed Minya of rest. They did it by not teaching her how to accept defeat. She married a male clone of herself, and they've been winning ever since. Well, almost. Alan and Minya don't flaunt their wealth, but it's obvious that they have it. And they know their marriage would be in peril if they lost it. The reason they know this is because they nearly lost the majority of their fortune and their relationship about 6 years ago. Alan made what most stockbrokers would consider a shrewd purchase of three different and promising new e-business stocks. Unfortunately, these three were all promise, but no punch. He had transferred the money to his broker without consulting Minya. When things went bad and there was no other choice, he informed his wife. That's when World War III broke out in their home. To be fair to Minya, it was a substantial loss. But for both of them, it was an unbearable lesson in reality. Unfortunately, they didn't do very well on this pop quiz. For a long period of time, Minya's confidence in Alan was shattered. Even more surprising was the depression that overwhelmed Alan. He couldn't believe